The Obama administration recently announced it was raising the number of refugees admitted to the United States each year up to 100,000 by 2017. It's primarily a humanitarian move, but as the world's Jason Margolis reports, admitting more refugees can also be a boon for businesses and local economies.
At the Coffee Cup Bakery in Burlington, Vermont, they produce 480,000 donuts a day. Human Resources Manager Judy Shraven shows me around.
So right now he's running pumpkin. So we do a lot of seasonal donuts.
Once they're cool, donuts stream down a conveyor belt where workers quickly pluck off six and box them up. It's repetitive, tedious work. Starting pay here is $14 an hour plus benefits, which is at the high end for lower-skilled workers. The employees making donuts and bread here are refugees, mostly from Nepal and Bhutan. Shraven says they've helped the company's revenues grow 30% annually for the past few years.
So without the refugee workforce, we would not have been able to succeed at the level we've been able to succeed.
Can you find people who aren't refugees? I mean, if you post an ad, do people answer or no?
No. It is actually almost impossible to find non-refugee workers that are willing to work in the manufacturing environments.
Vermont has an older, declining population, and the state has the fourth lowest unemployment rate in the country. So many local companies are tapping into the refugee labor pool. To do that, they turn to Eric Duffy. He's an employment counselor with the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program.
The demand is much higher than we can supply at this time. Almost on a daily basis, we're getting phone calls from new people trying to work with us.
Some refugee arrivals in the U.S. are placed in Vermont. Others choose the Burlington area to follow family. Besides jobs, refugees need help finding housing and health care. Families need schools. And then there's the language barrier.
Let's look at these words and repeat them after me. Fast.
Fast.
Sweet.
Sweet.
Sherry Starr teaches a level 2 English class in Burlington. Besides vocabulary challenges, refugees are learning to understand how Americans speak.
In the United States, our T's become D's. They won't say better. They will say better. So you have to listen for those T's.
Those classes are provided for free through the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program. Well, free for the students. The organization's parent, the U.S. Committee for Refugees and Immigrants, receives 91% of its funding from government grants, i.e., our taxes. Each refugee also gets a one-time payment of $925 from the federal government when they arrive. Bill Kerr at the Harvard Business School says you can think of the economic argument for or against admitting more refugees this way.
There's a short horizon and a long horizon. In the short horizon, the public is going to have to play a financial role.
Eric Duffy with the Vermont Refugee Resettlement Program quantifies the short term to about 4 months. He shows me some recent data.
This is fiscal year 2014. 92% of them were self-sufficient.
Self-sufficient means having more money coming in than going out. People can pay for their rent, food, and utilities. And they're contributing to the economy, says Bill Kerr at Harvard.
They're going to start paying taxes, consuming goods that are going to help the manufacturers and services in the country. They're entrepreneurs. They're going to create new businesses that will employ workers.
Joe Carton has seen that in Vermont. He's the chief operating officer with Westport Hospitality, a hotel management company. He hired his first refugees, Vietnamese workers, in the early 1990s.
The next generation of Vietnamese, that they own businesses, they're going to college, they are pillars in the community. So it's really an exciting story.
He says he'd welcome an influx of refugees from Syria or wherever. Last year, Vermont only took in 317 refugees. Carden would gladly take more.
They are dedicated. They're loyal. They come to work every day. If they don't come to work, their mother comes to work.
And he says bringing in more refugees doesn't just make business sense. He thinks his state, which is 94% white, could benefit by becoming a little more culturally diverse. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Burlington, Vermont.
You're tuned to The World.